Still life with a halter in its hand. Sometimes the words appear singly or in severals, thrilled to be invited. They leap toward one another with abandon. But once on the page, they stare blankly into space, where they're from or where they'd like to be. The herd of actual horses stays bunched in the trees. There are muffled sounds and little puffs of dust when they stamp their feet. The one I want comes forward because of the apple and slips his face through the halter. We walk and observe crows on the wire and the woman in pink curlers walking to the mailbox. I think about the word transience and imagine tracing the life of writing in reverse through its layers to rough letters on parchment, to painted figures dancing across a wall, drop back to plain red handprints splayed inside a cave. I'd like to come forward from there, stop before the grammar's nailed down, and find the moment there's a mind and a hand out of sync. The mind fumbles to note a sense the image can't evoke, although whatever it is, loss, brevity, suffuses every figure, person, horse, cloud, bird, the language for abstracting heart sorrow, apprehended but not set down.